When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You're listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C. Romaran and Chino Liao together on this audio-only episode. No Rowan ASH. He's got some stuff to do outside of the pod. We've also told him that he can actually sit this one out because we're talking about the ruthless aggression era. So, kapanahunan namin to ni Ro specifically, but it's also an era that Chino knows very, very well about. And the reason why we're talking about this particular era in wrestling is because of a question that we got on TikTok at Wrestling2XPod. We'll get to that in a bit, but first, we'll let you know how you can support the podcast by being a Wrestling Podcast patron.
Hey guys, so WrestleMania is a few weeks away and you know it's time to do what we do here on the pod on our community. We got to do a watch party for the premium live event on April 3 and 4 at 8 a.m. Filipino time. So all you got to do to join that is to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as 250 pesos a month, you get to support us as we do what we do. And also get perks like, you know, access to our Discord community, the watch parties that we've been talking about, exclusive review content of shows, and merch that either we get online from wrestling stores online or merch that we're coming out with hopefully soon. Again, 250 pesos a month at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
You can also support the podcast by doing your online shopping over on Lazada.
Yeah, there is a sale or a good, you know, promo going on right now because it is the middle of the month. So you know what that means. If you want to get into that and get everything you want and need, because hashtag Nasa Lazada yan, all you got to do is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/IAM, podlink.co/IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
Let's get to this week's question for the audio only. And we got it off TikTok. And I believe it was Isaac who sent that in. And he asks, who do you think is the face of the ruthless aggression era?
So let's start with Chino. So you already answered the question.
Yeah, medyo loaded tong question na to eh. Mas madami pa yung nag-react kesa dun sa question na to. Kesa dun sa question about the names, you know. If you know, you know. So for me, what I said on TikTok was Brock Lesnar. Because I feel like the ruthless aggression era came at a time when the attitude era was on its tail end, diba? Right after that. And the stars of the ruthless aggression era had the unenviable task of carrying over fans from the attitude era into this new era that they're trying to herald. Diba? So my pick was Brock Lesnar because in his youth, Brock Lesnar was a beast, literally and figuratively a beast. Because no man that size should be able to do the things that he did in the ring. And also the way that he was booked was so strong that anybody else in that position, I feel, would have folded kasi they wouldn't have been able to lead the brands that they were on in as well as Brock Lesnar did. So that's why I said him.
Ano ba yung mga comments on TikTok? Sabi mo na medyo violent yung reaction.
Yeah, I'm not gonna call people out. If you want,
I don't think it was violent. I saw the comments. I don't think it was bad.
A lot of people were making an argument for John Cena, and you guys can make that argument. But what I feel was that John Cena really came into his prime in the PG era, right? When he was Fruity Pebble John, as The Rock would say. So feeling ko talaga doon siya nag-shine eh. The Ruthless Aggression era still tried to hold on to vestiges of the Attitude era, which is why you still had a lot of the chauvinism and a lot of the uber violence that was popular back then. But still also, try as they might, they still needed a new, fresher face. And that's why I feel like Brock Lesnar really fit the bill for that.
Okay.
I'll agree with, well, first of all, so there are a lot of things tackled here. I'll agree with Chino in saying that John Cena wasn't really the face of the RA era. Because first of all, we have to define exactly what the Ruthless Aggression era is. And in WWE's official canon, by that I mean yung documentary, yung docuseries sila, they officially count it as 2002 to around 2006 or 2007. So by that argument, John Cena only really came into prominence in 2005 when he won the WWE Championship from JBL at 21, diba? So that was only like the back half of the Ruthless Aggression era. And Cena is right in saying that he only really came to his own as Fruity Pebble John in the PG era. So yun, by that argument alone, I don't think that really qualifies him. And the second thing that I want to touch on is what exactly defines a face of the era? Because there is no singular face. Even if you go back to the Attitude Era, maybe not for the golden years, because we all know Hogan was the real face of that. But I don't think you can name just one person, especially in 2002 when you had a brand split and then you had to have two sets of guys carry each brand. So what I'm going to say is my picks for the face of the Ruthless Aggression era is on Raw, you have Triple H, which people have been commenting on TikTok. And I agree with that because Triple H was the guy and Triple H was the guy to carry Raw and to make new stars that would carry on into the PG era moving forward. Tapos for SmackDown, I would say Kurt Angle and Undertaker. I say they were the guys over there when Paul Heyman was helming the show, the brand. And they are the most synonymous to me as the top guys of those brands back then.
Yeah, all those answers make sense to me. And siguro to add lang to yung definition ni Ro, the one that you set for what makes a face of an era. I'd like to think about it in the context of a sports team, like senior franchise player mo, diba? Like when you look at iconic franchises in basketball, for example, like the Lakers, diba? Kobe Bryant was their franchise player for the better part of two decades. So I guess in that context, I can see why you'd mention those names like Triple H, Kurt Angle, The Undertaker, even Chino mentioning Brock, although medyo hindi ako agree kay Brock kasi if you're gonna tackle the entire era 02 to 07, Brock left in 04. He was basically not there enough for the second half of that Ruthless Aggression era if we're following yung definition ng WWE canon, right? And when you argued against Cena, Ro, I kind of felt like I have to defend Cena here because I came into the recording thinking that Cena was my answer. Cena is the face of the Ruthless Aggression era.
No, yeah. My thing is, Cena was the up-and-coming face, yes, pero hindi siya emblematic ng era na yun. Like, yeah. He was really popular then, but yeah. He wasn't him all throughout yet. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so feeling ko, to add to Rose's point, the reason why I also didn't say Cena was because yun, yeah, he didn't really hit his stride yet. He was still, for the first part of his career in the Ruthless Aggression era, he was the prototype. Right? He only came into rapper John a little bit in the middle of this year. Kasi hindi pa niya nakuha agad yun. So that's why I had a hard time relating John Cena, the John Cena we know now, to the ruthless aggression here.
Tsaka, when you say John Cena, so people always think of PG Cena. Like, that's what they hate him for. And people still, some people, not everyone, still look back on him with some resentment because of that. So, mas malakas yung hatak, yung association pa rin niya with PG WWE.
I'm not gonna argue na Cena isn't the face of the PG era because he totally is. Pero I think I'm gonna frame it from my lens as someone who came into the fandom during the Ruthless Aggression era. And when I think about that time, I really think about Doctor of Thugonomics Cena, who came into prominence in 2003, and he didn't really win the big one until 2005. But during that stretch from 03 to 05, when Cena was coming into his own, you could argue that he was really the face of like that next generation of stars na hinahatak pataas during the Ruthless Aggression era. Like when I think about that time, I think about Cena wearing the throwback jerseys, really putting hip-hop into his promos, and really making a splash on SmackDown. And then if you're going to count yung 05 to 07 as part of the Ruthless Aggression era, but and that's basically when Cena became the guy. So it's kind of hard to argue against Cena here when that entire stretch from 02 to 07, we basically watched John grow up and become the guy. So for me, in as much as I agree with those picks, Brock, Triple H, or maybe not Brock, Triple H, Kurt Angle, The Undertaker, I think Cena has to be there. Like Cena is like the fourth guy if you're going to talk about, say, the four pillars of WWE during the Ruthless Aggression era. I would swap Brock out and put Cena in alongside Triple H, The Undertaker, and Kurt Angle.
I guess it goes back to ano talaga yung definition ng face of the era. Like, are we talking about the top guys, the certified main eventers? At which case na, yeah, may argument to put Cena in there, but are we also talking about the people who were gaining traction? Kasi ano ba talaga? Like, what is the real standard for that?
Kasi, di ba ika-qualify din natin yung magnitude, how they're booked, how the fans receive them, did people pay money to go to these shows just to watch a particular wrestler? Because at the end of the day, that's what the WWE was about. They were about making singular stars shine their brightest, diba? That's how I approached this question, diba? Who was the one star people paid money to see in that time? And that's the reason I said Brock, was because in the time that he was there, people actually paid money to see a young Brock Lesnar.
So actually, for me, I think if we're going to have you mga questions like this, let's say in a mailbag or on TikTok or on Twitter, I think it's really best to frame it from the context of who your four pillars are. I think that's a better way to tackle it, just because you look at a company like WWE, for example, and it's just way too big to say that they had one guy, maybe outside of the golden years. Kasi sabi mo nga, Ro, diba? You think about the 80s, yeah, that's Hulk Hogan, no questions asked. But after that, it's really a set of faces. Even the new generation, diba? You had Bret, you had Shawn Michaels. I don't know, would you count Yokozuna there, Chino? Hindi ko alam, diba? But like, it's not just one guy.
Yeah, that's why I hate questions like this. There's never only just one guy. No matter if you're talking about like who is the face or who your favorites are, like whatever. Like, I never understood the fascination with only naming one person.
But I think with the fascination that only naming one person, I think that's where the debates come out. And I think that's where the fun is. I just don't like na you're limited to one name. I like the conversations. I like the debates.
Gusto kasi ng mga tao nag-aaway-away tayo. Hindi lang point ng mga questions na to. Gusto na may debate lagi dito sa mga episodes.
Or now we stitch each other's videos on TikTok para lang barahin yung isa.
Kaya yung downfall ng wrestling podcast, guys. Kaya magtanong pa kayo ng mga questions.
But yeah, questions like these are actually pretty fun. We're not gonna lie. It's nice to look back on these things. Rowan ASH is actually in the recording session, just watching and trying to...
Hopefully
learning about the Ruthless Aggression era, because it is before his time, in the same way na the Attitude era is before my time and Rose time as fans. So,
magtanong lang kayo ng ano, sino yung face ng PG era? Even though nasagot na namin kasi na.
Yeah.
Para masagot ni Rowan. Face ng reality era yun.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, diba? Like, you know, you could say Daniel Bryan, you could say The Shield, you could say CM Punk, and we could have a fun back and forth all morning long or all day long.
I will say na while Rose's argument or your suggestion is correct, na parang you can't really name one singular face, there are hot spots in the history timeline that show that there are just one faces. Diba Stone Cold, when he was on fire for those 5 years, he was literally just Stone Cold. Diba? Wala nang ka-level si Stone Cold nung panahon na yun. So yes, tama ka when you said there are more than one person. There's more than one person who is supposed to be the face of the company at that time, at that particular point in history. meron din talagang umaangat eh. Kaya hindi mo talaga madedeny na ba't nagtatanong yung mga tao ng mga ganitong tanong.
Maybe if you were to ask like a year or a set of years and not an entire era of history, diba? So yeah, I can get down with that.
Yeah, yeah. Mas may sense ata yung a certain year, like say I guess 97 or 98, that's Stone Cold, diba? Or 2011, I'd say that's CM Punk. So diba, you look through certain snapshots talaga, yun, you can identify. But like an entire era where in 5 to 6 years, so many things can happen. Diba, yung stretch pa lang ng 02 to 07, according to WWE canon, Brock Lesnar was gone by early 2004. So many things can happen in the span of an era. Now you look at a reality era, for example, diba? CM Punk was gone by 2014.
Yep.
Things really change. Things really are in flux, especially in the pro wrestling landscape. So there, any closing thoughts before we wrap this one up?
I think we tackled everything in a really neat format. Now, I was originally going to think that this episode could have been a TikTok, but apparently not.
I mean, it was a fun discussion while it lasted. So, thank you, fellas.
Kailangan na natin dumabas ng audio only. Eh. That's the only reason. Kailangan natin ng ideas.
Yeah, so, yeah. We're getting these ideas from people on social media. We really appreciate it. So, keep them coming. It is at WrestlingTwixPod on Twitter and on TikTok if you want to send in those questions. And if you want to follow the show and win some goodies from us, check out our other social media. It is at WrestlingWrestlingPodcast on Facebook and on Instagram. And if you haven't followed us yet on Spotify, what are you waiting for? Please go ahead and follow us, The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Give us a 5-star rating after you've checked out an episode. It really means a lot to us. And you can join us on the weekly Kumu live streams on Thursdays at 7 p.m. at Wrestling Wrestling Pod. We're on the road to WrestleMania, so best believe we're going to have a supersized WrestleMania predictions episode in the coming weeks. We're also on the road to our 8th anniversary as a podcast and episode 500. All of that is happening within the next couple of months. So we're going to be planning some stuff here in the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast locker room for everyone who's been part of the community. But in the meantime, if you want to support the show through your online shopping, you can do it over on Shopee.
If you gotta get something from Shopee because everything you want and need is also there. And meron ding sale, lagi nangyayari. I think there's one happening right now as well. All you gotta do is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/W9X. Podlink.co/W, the number 9 and the letter X. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And again, what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at North Star Cross.
And if you want to keep in touch with us individually on social media, you can hit up Rowan ASH at Monday Night Rowan. That's NITE on Twitter, NIGHC on IG, at Sheena Supersized, at Rowiswar, and at _StanC. Big thanks to Babyface producer Gel and the rest of the PNA team for everything they do behind the scenes. And on behalf of Rowan ASH, Chino Liao, and Ro Moran, my name is Stan C, saying keep those double masks up. Get your vaccines and boosters if and when you can. Go out and vote in a couple of months, and in the words of Angelica Panganiban, huwag bumoto ng magnanakaw. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.